This morning's gospel lesson is taken from Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, through to chapter 10, verse 8. Listen for the word of God. Jesus went through all the towns and villages. He taught in their synagogues. He preached the good news of the kingdom, and he healed every illness and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he felt deep concern for them. They were treated badly and were helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is huge, but there are only a few workers. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers out into his harvest field." Jesus called for his 12 disciples to come to him. He gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every illness and sickness. Here are the names of the 12 apostles. First, there were Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. Then came James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Next were Philip and Bartholomew, and also Thomas and Matthew the tax collector. Two more were James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. The last were Simon the Zealot and Judas Iscariot. Judas was the one who was later going to hand Jesus over to his enemies. Jesus sent out these 12 with the following orders. "Do not go among the Gentiles," he said. "Do not enter any town of the Samaritans. Instead, go to the people of Israel. They are like sheep that have become lost. As you go, preach this message: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal those who are sick. Bring those who are dead back to life. Make those who have skin diseases clean again. Drive out demons. You have received freely, so give freely." This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
I actually don't have a computer here, so you'll have to control it from up there. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Mark, for stepping in today. The kingdom of God is near. Kingdom of God is near. Kingdom of Father is here already. I'm hoping Gloria listens to this. I'm going to try to be the king of the household today. But really, you know what is really near? What's really near is the kingdom of strawberries. Can you show us the next slide? Kingdom of strawberries here, because this is strawberry season. Previous? That's not the one. Anyways, we're in strawberry season. And strawberry season is a good problem to have. There we go. So that is exactly 11 months ago. We decided to go on our off day up to Barrie to a farm. And this is the first time Justin had gone to a strawberry farm. So here we were, Justin, Christine, myself, and Gloria, and we go to this farm, and of course we have two strollers, and the people there were trying to be really nice. So they set off one entire row for us. And I don't know if you've, I'm guessing most of you have gone strawberry picking. That doesn't really happen. A few teams are given one row, and you go until you can't find any. So anyways, so here is Justin, and so they said, you know, you can have as much as you want. And here's Justin. I think he must have had at least 30 strawberries that day. Strawberry season is a good problem to have. But you know, even if Justin did eat 30 strawberries, or 40 strawberries, or 50 strawberries, or let's say that we actually ate more than we bought, okay? It's actually a good problem to have, right? Because the owners would have already gone through with the strawberries and already picked the nice ones that they can pick up for sale. And so now all the other ones that are there for you pick are the ones that are probably not worth sale. They're not sale worthy. So when these people come in by the truckloads from the city to go and pick your own strawberries, this is a good thing. And the really crazy thing is, you actually go and you do the work for them. That's what we're doing. And we even pay. And we even have fun. It's a good problem to have. That's what harvests are. A good harvest is a good problem. Here at Kingsway Lambton United Church, I'm going to move this, James. Just right here. We have a really good problem. I'll tell you what. We have a good problem in the flea market. We have over $80,000 worth of revenue in 1 week, and we have over 2,000 people going through the doors of this church. That's a really, really good problem. I'll tell you another good problem. The Christmas pageant is a good problem. We pack this building, used to be 4 nights, now we pack this building 2 nights a week of mostly non-church people to come here and to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Now that is a good problem. I'll tell you another good problem. We have a monthly family fun Friday that the Family Christian Education Committee puts together. And this May, we had a really big problem because we had almost 70 people show up and we only had food for 20 people. Now that is a really, really good problem. We have another good problem. We have teen drop-in. And this was a new program that was started about a year ago. And we had hoped that we would attract the youth of Kingsway Lambton to come. Unfortunately, most of the youth of Kingsway Lambton United Church did not come. But what we did get is 20 totally new youth, unchurched kids, who have started to come to Kingsway Lambton on Friday and call this church their church. Now that's a good problem to have. You see, it's a good harvest here at Kingsway Lambton United Church. But it's true, the laborers are few. We're still struggling to find laborers. We're still struggling to find new leaders who can step up in the flea market, in the art show, and all the other things that we do. The pageant, I'll be honest with you, we still don't know who the producer and director will be for this year. Sunday school. Each week, sometimes, it's a crapshoot on which teacher will show up, or even which kids will show up for Sunday school. The harvest is plentiful. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. These are the very words that Jesus had said to the disciples, those who were following him closely, watching him, trying to be like him, wanting to learn from him. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Jesus goes on to say, therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Let me read that again. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. And I'm sure the disciples did just that. They probably asked the Lord. They probably prayed in their own respective ways. Lord, send out laborers into this great harvest. Lord, you know there's a great harvest out there. Please send more laborers. Lord, there is so much to do. You have to send more laborers. Now, I'm sure many of the disciples knew a few things about farming and the need for hired hands during the harvest season. But what exactly was the harvest that Jesus was talking about? Was Jesus talking about a great crop that was coming? Was Jesus talking about the sweet, succulent strawberries that are of season now? It's important to see the context upon which he speaks this. Verse 35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Who are the crowds that have followed Jesus? We don't have to look very far. If we look at the Bibles, just chapter 9, we can just skim over the text headings, and this is what it says in my New International Version Bible that I'm holding on to. The first one is this, the call of Jesus heals a paralytic. The second one, the call of Matthew, the tax collector. A girl restored to life and a woman healed. Jesus heals two blind men. Jesus heals one who is mute. And then now we have this story. The harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. It almost seems that the harvest Jesus was speaking to may not be the sweet and succulent strawberry or the blueberries that are coming or the cherries or the peach. It's not the sweet corn that really brings out the summer in all of us. It is probably not the fields that start to turn golden brown as the season for the harvest arises. The harvest Jesus is speaking is teaching, proclaiming, and caring. Teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of God's kingdom, and curing the sick and the ill. Maybe some of the disciples knew this, but maybe some didn't. If I were to place myself in one of the disciples there, now mind you, the 12 disciples have not been chosen yet. So let's just imagine that one of them was Moses. My prayer when Jesus said, ask the Lord of the harvest to send more laborers, this would be my prayer. And I'm just being totally honest here. Yes, Lord. Send hired hands to your harvest. Send hired hands to heal the paralytic. Send hired hands to go and reach out to the tax collectors. Send hired hands to teach in the synagogue. Send hired hands to cure every disease. Send hired hands to proclaim the good news of God's kingdom. Send hired hands to heal the women. Send hired hands. Send. Send. It would probably be a mixture of a few feelings. I don't feel equipped to be that hired hand. I don't want to be that hired hand. Shortly after, Jesus summons the 12 and gives them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. And thank you, Sue, for reading all those 12 disciples out. I wonder how Jesus told this to the 12 disciples. Simon Peter, I give you authority. James, I give you authority. Andrew, I give you authority. John, I give you authority. What is so fascinating here is that when we look at those disciples, even those first four disciples that were mentioned, they were probably not qualified to do exactly what Jesus asked them to do. They were fishermen. Later on, people like Matthew were tax collectors. They were probably the hired hands of the harvest. They were the ones who were just the laborers. They were novices who wanted to learn from Jesus, not masters of the craft and healing and teaching. Now, mind you, back in the days when Jesus was going around, there were masters of healing and masters of teaching going around as well. See, the 12 disciples weren't all that great people. They were just ordinary folks. But Jesus chose them. He chose Peter. He chose Andrew. He chose James. He chose John. And I'll stop right there because I don't have the rest written down. Not because of what they have done, not because of the experiences that they have had, not because of their talent, not because of anything. Jesus, and this is the gospel message, Jesus simply chooses. Jesus simply chooses the 12 disciples, not because of something. He just chooses. And Jesus simply chooses. Chooses Brian. Chooses Mark. He chooses Jean-Francois, Giovanni, Avalon, Amy, Sue. I wish I had the time. I tried to name all of you. But then we get past an hour. He chooses. Jesus chooses Moses. Jesus chooses Hugh. He chooses us to be laborers in the harvest, not because of what we've done, not because of our strong faith in Jesus Christ, not because we received a theological education, not because you have a wonderful voice, but because of simply you are. As children of God, as people who call ourselves Christians, who choose to live our daily lives like Jesus Christ. In the world that we live in, we see a world of great harvest. We see people that need healing. We see people that need messages of love. We don't have to look very far. The news this week was very solemn. It was very sad. We live in a world of great harvest where we need hired hands. But truth be told, we don't even have to look very far. The harvest here at Kingsway Lambton is plentiful, and we are looking for laborers. Maybe in the call to ask God to send laborers into the harvest, we are praying daily to send in new people for the harvest. My understanding is that there was a great harvest, great need. And when I came to Kingsway Lambton, people said, "Moses, you're the answer to our prayers. You're going to save this church. You're going to bring young people into this church, and we're going to fill this church again. We're going to make this church great again." Some of you got it. Some of you didn't. But that's okay. Maybe some of you think, "Yes, I was that laborer. I know there's a great harvest. I was that great laborer who slaved away for 20 years. And thank you." Maybe you feel that time is right now for your retirement party, for you to be the person that will pray, "God, send more laborers." But this is the rude awakening, brothers and sisters. That's what the disciples thought. When Jesus said, "Ask your Lord, ask the Lord of the harvest to send more laborers," how do you think they prayed? "Lord, please send this person. Lord, please send this person." But the call for new laborers is actually a little different, isn't it? The call that Jesus gives out is to exactly those people to go out and do that. And I'll be honest with you, they were ill-equipped to do it. They really were ill-equipped to do it. But that didn't matter, because God used them and God equipped them. It is in God's equipping of them that we have this church today. That God's message was allowed to spread out. In that image that I showed you of Justin, I told you, he was a great laborer. He worked so hard. He really did. I mean, he started eating away at these strawberries, and of course, after a while, his tummy can't take more than probably 20 or 30 strawberries. So of course he continues to pick, and he continues to put them in the basket. And I have to admit that some of the ones that weren't very big, or some of the ones that were white, we chose to just dump onto the field. But he did it. He was so happy to do it. And you know what? Probably sometime this week or next week, we will be heading to a strawberry farm to become laborers again. where we will pay money to become laborers. In that call to become laborers, it's not easy. Trust me, it's not. But there's a joy that comes with it. You can ask all these people here who come out every Sunday and every Thursday, not because they're paid to do what they want to do, but because they love what they want to do. All of you, you're laborers. You come here early in the morning every Sunday. But look around you, the harvest is plentiful. And God calls you, asks you to pray. And maybe if you pray deep inside your heart, God will say, Sue, will you be a laborer? Dorothy, will you be a laborer? Stan, will you be a laborer? A reminder to not sit in the front pews because the preacher will always call on you. Let us pray. God, we thank you on this Father's Day because you are a great Father and you choose us. And you don't simply say, hey, you in the third pew, come and be a laborer for me. But you call us by name. You say, Simon Peter, will you be a laborer? God, you have given us such a great harvest here at Kingsway Lambton with so many great things that are happening around us. God, give us the courage to say yes to you, Father. And inspire us and empower us and remind us to know that you will equip us to become good laborers for your harvest. We ask of this in Jesus' name. Amen.